One of the great psalms is Psalm 133, which deals with the blessing of unity, the blessing of brotherly unification, where Aaron's beard and his anointing becomes a beautiful illustration of that. It begins, Shir Hama'alot LeDavid, a song of the ascents belonging to David. Shir is just your noun song in construct with Ha Mahalot. Notice Ha is your definite article, and Mahalot is from Mahala, meaning ascent. And the Ot shows that it's a feminine plural ending. So the ascent, or the song of the ascents of David, Le David. And again, I'm understanding this as authorship, the Lamed introducing authorship of David. So I'm taking David as the author of this psalm. And this might have been a psalm that would have been sung in the Israelites going up to Jerusalem to worship, praising the idea of unity. Notice it begins, Hine matov uma na'im shevet achim gam yachad. Behold, or lo, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren also to dwell together, or for the dwelling of brothers also together. Notice there is the interrogative ma following hine, behold, or look. How tov, notice tov is just an adjective meaning good, u ma na'im. U, the conjunction again, and ma, how, another question. Na'im is the adjective meaning pleasant. So how good and how pleasant it is, shevet, achim gam yachad. Shevet is from the root yashav, yashav, to dwell. And notice the yod elides, and you add a tav when you have an infinitive construct. And so shevet is an infinitive construct, tau infinitive construct with the double segulet followed by the tav, which is what happens in the verb, the pei yod verb, yashav. And so for the dwelling, we could say of brothers, achim. Notice ach is the noun brother, and im puts it into the plural, masculine plural. So how pleasant it is for the dwelling of brothers also, gam, yachad, also together. Notice again, yachad is going to show here the unity or the cohabitation of the brethren together in this type of unification. And I think about the New Testament, where Paul talks about praise, that the church would be united, would be one. There's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Jesus prayed for unity in John chapter 17 in his high priestly prayer. So for brethren to dwell together in unity is a major theme of both the Old and New Testament. But then he goes on to illustrate what it is like when brethren dwell together in unity. Kashemen hatov al harosh, as oil of good, the good, that is, we could render that as precious oil upon the head. Notice ka is your inseparable preposition as, and shemen is the noun that simply means oil, and hatov is the good, as the oil, that is the good, an adjective here with the definite article ha, al harosh, upon the head. Notice al is the preposition upon, harosh is the definite article in ha, and the noun rosh meaning head. And so how It is like, when people dwell together in unity, it is like precious oil upon the head, Yored al HaZakan, Zakan Acharon. Notice Yored, which goes down upon the beard. Yored is from the root Yarad, to go down. It is a cow active participle, masculine singular, followed by al, the preposition, and hazakan. Hazakan meaning the beard. Ha is the definite article, and zakan is the noun meaning beard. So it goes down upon the beard, zakan acharon, the beard of Aaron. Zakan again is in construct here with acharon of Aaron. So he goes on to say, Sheyored al pi midotav, which, notice the relative pronoun she here, again, the cow active participle, yored, notice the O and the tseri, vowel pattern, gives it away as a cow active participle, which goes down upon, al is the preposition upon, and then p means collar, or edge of his garments. Midotav, by the way, P is in construct with midotav, and midotav is from midah, and it means a garment. We're looking at Aaron's garment and the edges of it, and how the oil that was anointing Aaron would go down to the edges of his garments. This is Aaron's consecration, the high priesthood, from Exodus chapter 29, verse 7. And so we have this beautiful depiction. The oil is going all the way down to the edges of his garment. He had a long beard, and it went down to the edges of his garment, and the oil flows down through all of that. Notice again, midotav is the plural feminine from midah again, and the av is your pronominal suffix, third masculine singular, that goes on to a plural noun with the yod vav preceded by the commas. So which goes down upon the collar or edge of his garments. Ketal Hermon sheyored al harei Tzion, as or like the dew of Hermon that goes down upon the mountains of Zion. Notice ke here is your preposition as, inseparable preposition. Tal is dew, as dew, which goes down. Notice again, she, or as the dew of Hermon, the notice tal, I should say, is in construct with Hermon, meaning Hermon. Hermon. This would be the mountain range to the north, about 200 miles north of Jerusalem. So, and it was known for its heavy dew. And the imagery here is that unity is like that. It's refreshing. It invigorates. So as the dew of Hermon, which goes down, again the relative pronoun, followed by the cow participle, masculine plural, in yored, upon hare tzion. Hare is a noun plural in construct with the tzedri yod, with tzion. So upon the mountains of Sion, for there ki sham siva Adonai et habracha. For there, and notice the conjunction for, and the adverb there, siva. Siva is a PL perfect, third masculine singular from the root sava. Notice we have an I-class vowel, the doubling of the vav, followed by the commas. And so there in Zion, when this happens, the Lord's going to bring a blessing. when there's this kind of unity. For there, the Lord has commanded et habracha, the blessing. Notice et is the sign of the direct object, and habracha is from the noun beracha, meaning blessing. So the blessing is there when there is this kind of unity, the text is saying, and life is there. Chayim ad ha'olam, life unto the age, or literally then, or we could translate it forever. Hayom is the definite article, chayim is the noun that means life. Notice it's in the plural. And ad is going with ha'olam, even or unto, literally, the age. And the ha'olam with ad is best rendered forever. And so the picture here is that Zion was to become the center of life and God's blessing when there was unity, just like the dew on Mount Hermon, or as the oil flowing down upon the beard of Aaron. As we think about, again, the teaching of our Lord, as we had alluded to, he prayed for unity in John chapter 17, and Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 talks about that same unity for the church with one faith, one Lord, one baptism, and so forth. And so one of the things that we're to hasten to do, Paul says, is to keep the unity of the body of Christ. And how beautiful and pleasant it is when the body of Jesus Christ dwells together in unity. Those who truly name the name of Christ, who form his mystical body, when they're together around Jesus Christ, you find life there. You find a blessing there. You find invigoration there. All of these wonderful truths that we see here can be applied there. May we work as believers in Jesus Christ to hasten to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.